From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says the situation in the Middle East is heartbreaking. And NPR's Tamara Keith reports he held a press conference today and addressed the Israeli conflict with Hamas, along with a number of other topics.
President Obama expressed disappointment that the ceasefire fell apart so quickly. He says his administration has been pushing hard for one out of concern for Palestinian civilians.
It's hard to reconcile Israel's legitimate need to defend itself with our concern with those civilians.
Now, though, he says it will be difficult to stop the fighting.
I think it's going to be very hard to put a ceasefire back together again if Israelis and the international community can't feel confident that Hamas can follow through on a ceasefire commitment.
The president and Secretary of State John Kerry are in regular contact with leaders in the region. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
Even as the House has approved a measure that would secure the U.S. border, President Obama today called the overall measure unworkable. The president says as a result, should it reach his desk, he will veto it. Mr. Obama says it's more likely he'll move to act on his own to address pressures from the surge of illegal immigration across U.S. borders. House lawmakers are still working on another part of the measure that could deport as many as 500,000 people who came into the country illegally as children. President Obama today accused lawmakers of simply checking a box before they leave town for the annual August recess. State Department says together with the Centers for Disease Control, they are arranging the medical evacuation of two Americans with Ebola from West Africa in the coming days. NPR's Ophibia Starkton has more.
American physician Ken Brantley and Nancy Wrightball, a missionary, both tested positive for Ebola in Liberia and were in a serious condition. The humanitarian agency Samaritan's Purse says their medical evacuation should be early next week. Wrightball's mission group thanked the State Department for facilitating their transfer. The U.S. has confirmed that it's coordinating the safe move from West Africa of two Americans infected with the lethal virus. Atlanta's Emory University Hospital is expecting two aid workers to be flown into a secure isolation unit. Ophelia Quistarton, NPR News, Dakar.
Consumers boosted their spending at the fastest pace in 3 months in June. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.4%. That followed slightly slower increases in May and April. The rise in spending in June was the best showing since an 0.8% surge in spending by consumers in March. Spending by consumers is closely watched by economists since it fuels roughly two-thirds of overall U.S. economic activity. After yesterday's big decline, a further decline to end the week on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 69 points to close at 16,493. The Nasdaq fell 17 points to 4,352. The Standard & Poor's 500 lost 5 points to end the week at 1925. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The state of Colorado says it's begun issuing driver's licenses and ID cards to immigrants regardless of their legal status. The move marks a dramatic change in a state where legislators once passed strict immigration enforcement laws. There was a festive mood in one Denver office today as the documents were being handed out. Five offices across the state say they're taking appointments for immigrants, including those with temporary permits and those in the country illegally. The death of a man during an attempted arrest by New York City police has now been ruled a homicide. The medical examiner says the chokehold used by police was the cause of death. NPR's Joel Rose has more.
A spokesman for the New York City medical examiner says the death of Eric Garner was caused by compression to his neck, compression to his chest, and prone positioning during physical restraint by police. Asthma, obesity, and heart disease were also listed as contributing conditions. Garner was arrested on July 17th in Staten Island for selling untaxed cigarettes. A video recording of his confrontation with police caused a widespread outcry. The officer who was seen placing Garner in a chokehold had his badge and gun revoked. The Staten Island District Attorney is investigating and will decide whether to bring criminal charges. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Printing company Hewlett-Packard is agreeing to pay out $32.5 million to settle charges it overcharged the U.S. Postal Service for years for a variety of products and services. In the dispute, the post office that alleged HP failed to comply with pricing terms of its contract. Also alleged the company misrepresented its pricing during contract negotiations and its plans to ensure it would bill at a favored customer rate. Justice Department says the alleged overcharging took place between 2001 and 2010. The official said there's been no determination of liability. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.